Having spoken yesterday about the responsibility a person has when going to hotels, I was approached by a few individuals who pointed out that in many hotels, they have an amenity when one comes into the hotel and it may be in the room, some sort of cookies or something else are offered there, sometimes a no charge, sometimes for a charge, and that as well will be a reason for why one should go ahead and do bedika. Now, on that note, what should one do? One does come into a hotel room and there is such an amenity there, what should one be doing with this chametz? So first and foremost, if there's a case where it's being given free of charge, it's really no big deal. You take the chametz and you get rid of it. Now, let's say it's sitting there and there's a note on the, you know, on the counter, on the dresser that says, you know, feel free to help yourself and we'll charge you $10, $20, whatever you take. Now, what do you do now? So the options are as follows. First of all, just in terms of a legal definition, what's going on over here? The chametz does not belong, if one has to pay for it, the chametz does not belong to you. It's not included in the room. It's a separate fee. That we define the halacha as chemsei shel akum b'shusei shel Yisrael. Chametz belonging to a non-Jew, which happens to be located in your rishos. What is the halacha of such chametz? So generally, halacha is as follows. If one has responsibility for the maintenance of this chametz, which can return to its owner at some point, one has some sort of liability if it were to disappear, then one has a certain level of ownership in this chametz, and one is mechayev to mevayer the chametz, even though it's not fully yours, one has to completely give it to the chametz. If one does not have financial investment, so to speak, in this item of chametz, one does not need to obliterate the chametz or get rid of it, but one does have to make a full-fledged mechitza of 10 tefachim, a fully qualified halachic mechitza between in a designated area that nobody should come to encounter that chametz and potentially come to eat it. Now, that being the case, how do we define this thing sitting here on the counter? Does one have financial obligation or not? So first, one would assume, at first glance, there really is no liability because until you take it, it's not yours. You didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it to be placed in the room, and you didn't take it out of the basket that they should charge you. However, the general assumption is within a hotel is that they will charge your bill as soon as you remove it from the basket. If it disappears for some unknown reason, they will go ahead and charge you. You may be able to fight it out with customer service that you didn't take it, but if it disappears for some unknown einus or gneva or anything else, ultimately you will be charged. And that being the case, even though you didn't assume liability, on a practical level, one does have liability. So this is a bit of a gray area in halacha where it's to be defined as. I spoke to a number of rabbanim. I didn't get a clear answer from anybody if this is called that you have a financial involvement in this piece of chametz. That being the case, it would be a suffix if one has to destroy it. If not, one would at the very least have to make a mechitza of a saritz vachim. So what should one do? Practically, the best aids is call the front desk and ask them to remove it. Tell them you have some sort of reason why you can't have it in the room and it bothers you. And most places would be happy to oblige and have it removed. If one cannot do so on the very least, one should have to make a mechitza. A mechitza of 10 tefachim would qualify putting it behind a piece of furniture, anything, any solid. Again, 10 tefachim is not that high. But in a designated area where you're not going to be going into that small area, that will be enough on that level, at the very least, to go ahead and make that one should not encounter it, one should not encounter during one stay there. Other than that, there's a general idea that even if a guy can come along and ultimately remove my rishos, we also want to make sure, even in the case where one does not actually need a mechitza, because the guy is telecoms, you know, that serves you notice, he'll be there in a few minutes to come take it away, one should optimally cover the chametz so that one should not encounter it at all, even until the chametz comes. In the case where the guy is planning on removing it, there's no need for a mechitza, but again, in the interim, one should, at the very least, cover it. A point to note, if one goes ahead and says, look, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'll play it safe, I'll get rid of it, I'll pay the $10, I'll get rid of the chametz. One has to be careful because in that case, when one takes it out of the basket or wherever it's located, and he has in mind to go get rid of the chametz, he may very likely be actually being kind of the chametz with full kinyan because he's taking it with the normal act of kinyan. In that case, it'll be a little bit tricky. One would have to specifically have in mind that he has no intention of being kind of it, which either way is the case. Once you have that in mind specifically, then you can go ahead and get rid of it.